Right, ZZ? Come on now. I'm just playing. That's ZZ's grandson. He got set free, got saved, and he's leading us today. Just playing, Brent. I love that beard. That's sweet. I'm just jealous. I can't grow anything like that. Hallelujah. Morning, church.
Morning.
Praise God. Praise God. If you weren't here in the beginning, my name is Pastor Harris, and I'm the lead pastor at First Open Bible. I want to ask you a question. Have you prophesied to someone else and into their life this week or even this morning? If you have, say amen.
Amen.
Good, good. You were challenged last week that we're supposed to do that all the time, especially when we come together. Paul commissioned us to do that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It is how the church should operate. We speak to you, wonder what prophecy is if you weren't here last week. Basically, say to people what you feel like God wants to say to them by building them up, edifying them, and encouraging them. Some of y'all are just super negative all the time. It's about time you start breathing some life. Okay? Ooh, fresh fire. Not hell fire. Fresh fire from the Holy Ghost. From His throne, speak to Him. Speak into that situation. Speak to them as if God was standing right there and want to speak to them. Say what God wants them to know. Let me tell you, it can change lives. Just one word from God changes lives. One touch from God changes lives. I've been there. I've been there. This morning we're going to start a new series titled Miraculous. In this amazing new series, we're praying for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We'll also learn how the miraculous power of God is still available to those who still believe. Are there any believers in the house? See, miracles of the Bible still happen today. The Bible's already been written, but it's not over. Prophecy is taking place right in front of us, and there's still prophecy to be had. It's not over. The miracles of the Bible still happen today. See, the sick are healed. The oppressed are freed. And the broken are restored, and dead things are resurrected. Do you believe in miracles?
Yes.
I feel like Whitney Houston should just come back from the dead right now. And I believe in miracles. She does it way better, right? Okay. I just heard her right there. See, the Bible teaches that all things are possible to those who believe. Mark 9:23 says, what do you mean if I can? He's like, psh, please, are you kidding me? Jesus asks, what do you mean if I can? And Jesus says, anything. Church, say anything.
Anything
is possible if a person believes. I want to stop there real quick because it's easy to get that twisted. Remember, God answers prayers in His will, not yours. It's His will that will be done. You got to know the character and the heart of God to know His will. And then you can pray prayers that will be answered. I'm thankful for some of the prayers that God did not answer in my life. I'll be married to somebody else. I'll be doing something else. And I'd probably be caught up in a bunch of stuff I shouldn't be caught up in if God would answer my prayers, especially in junior high and high school. Pray God's prayers. Pray His will. Amen? That's for everybody. Praise His will. Pray His will. He loves to answer those kind of prayers. What's His will, Pastor? Read His word. It'll tell you. Anything is possible if a person believes. Now, I'd like to start off our new series by prophesying again. I want to prophesy the miraculous again. You ready? See, God gave me a vision statement for 2023. It's the year of 2020 free. God is going to do and bring freedom like He has never brought it before to many people. I'm praying for an outpouring of God's Spirit to be upon Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the United States, and all over the earth. Acts 2:17 and 19 says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. See, I believe this outpouring of God's Spirit will bring supernatural freedom and healing in 2023. As the world grows darker around us, God's remnant and the new major influx of new believers will encounter God and encounter Him in incredible and powerful ways. There'll be signs, there'll be wonders, and there will be miracles that will take place on earth. Many will prophesy to their situations and lift up God's word as truth. And they will get set free from their afflictions. Church addicts will be clean. Cancer will leave bodies. Tumor will disappear. Depression will joyfully be lifted. Unforgiveness and bitterness is going to be turned over to God. Division into strong unity. Prodigals will repent and they will come home. Lies will be brought before the light and they will be exposed. Religious demons will scatter as Christ's name is lifted high. Hard hearts will soften. Faith will be unshakable and the lost church will be found. Can you tell I'm excited for the miraculous things that God is doing in and through our lives? As the shackles fall, there'll be new and amazing freedoms found in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Woo! Get my praise sweat on. Oh, my preach sweat now. Hallelujah. John 8:36 says, so if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. Man, we're so thankful for freedom. Thank you, God, for sending your Son to set us free. See, we remember this morning, it is finished.
Amen.
The cross no longer holds our Savior, and the only thing that old rugged cross still holds is our old self. For we are made brand new, and the new has come, and our sins have been overcome, for we are free in Christ Jesus. Church, the Lord has set us free from so many things. But church, He's also set us free for so many things. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, for the Lord is Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what?
Freedom.
Is the Spirit of the Lord here today?
Yes.
Now, I know He's omnipresent, which means He's everywhere at all times. But there's something special about a place, a time, a people that welcome and honor His presence. He's here in a different kind of way.
That's right.
Amen. The indwelling, the infilling, and the moving of the Holy Spirit in your life that comes after salvation is God's plan A for His church. God's children were meant for signs. We were meant for wonders, and we were meant for miracles. It says in God's word that these signs shall follow those who believe. We were meant for the miraculous. And our destiny includes the invasion of the impossible. Can I get a God is good, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Guess what? That's what. Hey. Church, I believe we all want the church to rise from the ashes.
Yes.
We want to be empowered with boldness again to start fulfilling the great commission that we were commissioned to do. But so many are bound. We desire for God to revive his people, and God desires for his people to live free. The Holy Spirit is the authorizer and the agent of the miraculous. We cannot belittle the importance of the Holy Spirit in this time that we live in, because there can be no revival, there can be no miracles, there can be no living free, there can be no miraculous apart from the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Spirit of God. The enemy has always hated the supernatural power that's found in believers, because that Holy Spirit power strangles the enemy's effectiveness. And it shuts down his lies. If there's ever a time that existed when the miraculous was needed, that time is now, church. So what is the miraculous? Let me tell you what it's not. It's not just Sunday morning. It's not just when you feel like it. It's not just when things are going good. The miraculous is something more than just surprising, unexpected. The miraculous is extraordinary. It is of the nature of a miracle. The miraculous occurs with power through divine intervention. The miraculous is supernatural, unexplainable, sensational, and unparalleled. The miraculous is when God intervenes and he does a miracle. The miraculous brings complete freedom for those who are in his presence. Anyone in the house today needs some chains to fall off their life and for prison doors to be open? Anyone in here need a miracle in their life? Anyone in here want to be free and free indeed? Anyone in here need the miraculous?
Yes.
Good. Open your Bibles to Acts chapter 16. Praise God. Acts chapter 16. Let me break it down. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the first four books of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are called the Gospels, and they're the story of Jesus and his ministry. What's crazy is Luke actually writes the next book as well. Matthew, Mark, Luke. He also writes the book of Acts, which is the fifth book of the New Testament. If you open up your Bibles about three-fourths of the way, you're going to be really close. And what I don't understand, and I wasn't born when it was all put together, but Luke actually continues his story in Acts, so why don't we just switch these so it makes sense? In my mind, I like things in order. It should be Matthew, Mark, John, Luke, Acts. But hey, whatever. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Acts chapter 16. I want to give you a little background before we get into God's word on this story. So there's this guy named Saul. He's a religious zealot. And you know what he likes to do? He likes to persecute and kill Christians. That's what he likes to do. He's like, you know what? What should I do today? Yeah, I think I'm going to go persecute and kill Christians. That sounds like what I should do. Later on in his life, God renames him Paul. Takes that S and turns it to a P. After a miraculous encounter with Jesus. See, he was on a road to go kill more Christians. God knocks him off his horse and makes him blind. Then later he's led into that same area. And the infilling of the Holy Spirit came upon him by the laying on of hands from a believer named Ananias. And at that moment, God, and the moment before, all together, God changed Paul's life forever. God changed his destiny, and God gave him a calling that would change the world. It's still changing the world today. Paul became completely sold out for the kingdom of God. He went from killing Christians to leading them. The miraculous was evident in his life over and over and over again. Maybe that's what God is waiting on. Waiting for you to sell out for the kingdom of God and let go of your plans for your life. Some of y'all need to be, come on now. Some of y'all need to be knocked off your horse. Ooh, come on. That's from the Holy Spirit, man. I didn't write that down. Some of y'all need to be knocked off your horse and let go of your plans for your life so God can do the miraculous in and through your life. My wife on Wednesday night, when she kicked off this series, she said, sometimes you have to let go of something to receive freedom. I'm going to say one more time, okay? For the ones that weren't there on Wednesday night, sometimes you have to let go of something to receive freedom. Now, the book of Acts was written by this Gentile physician, and his name was Luke. I love these because I like details. I'm a detailed guy, and Luke is the most detailed of the Gospels. And the book of Acts is very detailed as well. Now, the book of Acts is like part two of the Gospel of Luke, like I said before. Luke's purpose for writings, and these two writings were to show what Jesus did and how the gospel of Jesus was being spread in the land, and also it shows how the early church is being started. Sometimes, church, you got to go back to the original to see what we are doing right and what we're doing wrong. Sometimes you got to go back so you can move forward. Come on now. In chapter 16, we're at the point in this story where Paul has already been converted to Christianity. I just told about how that happened. And now he is traveling with his friend, and his friend's name is Silas. And they're preaching the gospel, and they're going all over. They were both put in jail for casting out a demon and preaching about Jesus. Anybody ever went to jail for that before? I pray we do soon. Cause some ruckus for Christ. If you're led by the Spirit, not your pride. See, what happened was they went to jail, and they're put in jail because they cast out a demon and they preached about Jesus. They were stripped and they were severely beaten, and then they were thrown into jail. This was a miscarriage of justice, and they were treated shamefully. I'm sure they were also hungry, hurting, and they were tired while they laid bound up in that prison. Have you ever found yourself in a bad situation but chose to praise God anyway? Anybody do that this morning? Anybody? Can I get a testimony with your hand? Anybody? Oh, the rest of y'all doing good. Let us know how it goes. Let us know your secrets. Hallelujah. In your desperation, your weapon of warfare was worship. There are many stories in God's Word when the miraculous took place. Now, I chose this story in the book of Acts this morning because I felt like this is for somebody in here today. And when I mean somebody, I mean somebody's. I feel like God sees you right where you're at right now. You are hurting, you are frustrated, and you are bound. And you feel like you're living in a prison with no escape. But God's Spirit is in there with you. Church's freedom is on the way. God's about to do the miraculous in your life, even while you are still bound. Come on now. Some of y'all wait to be free before you praise, but you got to praise to get set free. Church, he's going to do it. If you have the audacity to praise him and believe for a miracle, I believe God this morning is going to break those chains and set you free. Amen? All right, open your Bibles if you're not already there. Acts chapter 16, if you don't have a Bible or didn't bring one to church, there's one in front of you. If you're in the front row, there's one behind you. Acts chapter 16. We're going to start in verse 16. And I'm probably going to maybe just read through 34. Let me read it together this morning. One day, as we were going down to a place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had the spirit. Am I still there? Okay. Slave girl who had a spirit that enabled her to tell the future. She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes. Some of y'all have gone to these places. Stopping here. Some of y'all look at your horoscope every day. That ain't from God. You know what's also not from God, but delicious? Fortune cookies. Okay. That's not a sign from God. Somebody made like a million of those, and you're just one of 10 million of the same thing, right? It's not an epiphany from God. It's just a delicious cookie with a cool thing in the middle of it. But listen to me now. Some of y'all been dabbling in some dark stuff, believing it's from God, but it's not from God. You believe they're getting messages from God, and you believe these things, but God's going to set you free even from that today. She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes. I'm going to stop there. What you notice is it's not fake. It's not a magic trick. It's demonic. 17. She followed Paul and the rest of us shouting, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved." She even knows the truth. Verse 18. This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated, so annoyed, tired of it, that he turned and said to the demon within her, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her." And instantly it left her. Some of y'all make it so weird. In Jesus' name, come out. In Jesus' name, come out. One of y'all felt that. Where am I at? Verse 19. Her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered. So they grabbed Paul and Silas and they dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. The whole city is in an uproar because of these Jews, they shouted to the city officials. They're teaching customs that are illegal for us Romans to practice. Now a mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them be stripped and beaten with wooden rods. And they weren't just beaten, church. Verse 23, they were severely beaten. And then they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape. Verse 24. So the jailer put them in the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. Okay? They didn't just go to jail. They went to inner jail. They didn't, like the worst of the worst, the ones that cannot get out. And they weren't just put in jail. They were also bound in jail. Verse 25. Around midnight. Come on now. Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Now, you know electricity didn't exist 2,000 years ago, right? So midnight's not like midnight for y'all on your phones scrolling. Midnight is dark, church. Unless the moon is out and you have some sort of crack from the outside, it's probably pitch black. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open. Not only that, and the chains of every, church, say every. Every prisoner fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted at him, "Stop! Don't kill yourself! We're all here." Verse 29. The jailer called for the lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Power of God. Verse 31. They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household." Verse 32, and they shared the word of the Lord with him and with all who lived in his household. Even at the hour of the night, the jailer cared for them and washed their wounds. Dude, your enemies, with Jesus, with the touch of God, your enemies will be your allies. Then he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. He brought them into the house and set a meal before them. And he and his entire household rejoiced because they all believed in God. Come on. What an awesome story. You know, that's not just a story. That's history, church. Their prayer and their praise invited the Spirit of God into their situation. The reason something miraculous happened was because God was in the room. He loosened every shackle and he opened every prison door. Now your prayer and your praise in the bad seasons of life will cause the ones around you to take notice and listen. Your praise not only frees you, but it can also free the ones that are listening. So listen. When those prison doors opened and the chains fell off, more than just Paul and Silas were free in the moment. The other ones bound around them also got set free. Even the jailer, the one that helped persecute and hurt them and lock them up, got touched by God. Hear me now, church. Your personal freedom frees more than just you. When God shakes your life like an earthquake, chains come loose and prison doors fly open, bondage no more. And people will take notice. Paul and Silas were free. They were no longer bound by the chains or even by the prison bars, but they chose to stay in the cell anyway. Why? Because more ministry was to be done. That's why. They didn't get out and run away from their situation. Even after their newfound freedom, they stood in the situation as free men because the jailer needed to be free as well. God is freeing you right now. Right now, church. Somebody is getting set free right now while you are still in the same situation. When the bondage of your life is released and you become free, it's because God has done something miraculous. But don't run. Stay and look around and see who else needs to be set free. A miraculous freedom frees up your calling, frees up your ministry that God has for you, and it also frees up the ones that you are called to minister to. Now, in an incredible act of discernment, Paul knew there was more to be done. More than just him and his friend getting set free. Paul knew God was working and using a bad situation for something good. There was more freedom to be had. Church, don't you limit God's freedom. Listen to me now. In your present suffering, God's doing a miracle. He's preparing you for freedom, but that's not all. He's also preparing you to help others get set free as well. Now, church, it's easiest to praise God when you get that promotion, the proposal, or the long-awaited fulfilled promise. Thank God, right? I thank God. Praise the Lord. It's much harder to praise God when you're suffering. But never let your condition determine your level of faith. I think I need to say that again. Don't you let your condition or what you're going through determine the level of your faith. If anything, dig deeper. Go higher. Get louder. Come on, Pentecostals. That's my favorite. Ooh. I go louder. Church is what I say when you're going through something. I say this, raise your praise when trouble comes. Raise your praise when trouble comes because God's about to do a miracle. Praise is never truer than when we praise in our pain. Trust Him, church. Trust Him, church. Trust Him, church. Seriously, look back in your life. When has He ever let you down? Now, we have let Him down. Thank the Lord for His forgiveness, grace, and mercy in His second, third, and 1,000,000th chances. But when has He ever let you down? Some of y'all say, He did let me down. No, you mistook for what happened. God was with you when bad things happen. He didn't cause bad things to happen. He's with you when they do. God will test you at times, but He won't torture you. He's our help in every present time of need. So these guys in jail, serving God, they were doing what they needed to do for God. And they got beat up, chewed out, spit up, thrown in prison. Anybody ever been there, done something for God and get mistreated?
Yeah.
Somebody laughed. Yesterday. Maybe even this morning. What happened is their prayer and their praise in the jail cell invited God's Spirit into their situation. The reason something miraculous happened was because God, church, He was in the room. Like a supernatural earthquake at just the right time, authentic worship moves the hand of God in a powerful way. Although everything around Paul and Silas was giving them every reason to be discouraged, they were not. Satan gave them sufficient physical reasons. In the dark, bound up, beaten, thrown away. They don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. Satan gave them every sufficient physical reason to be discouraged, but they refused to be led by their physical eyes. Now, church, we are all called by God to live by faith and not by sight. What you see right now is not everything that is happening in you. What you see right now is not everything that is happening around you. Your voice and your current bondage will reach heaven, and it will invite the miraculous to take place. So stop complaining and start praising. Come on. Preaching good today. Because it's God's word. Stop complaining and start praising. Get ready for the quaking of God's power in your life. Have faith and believe. If He can do it for Paul and Silas, church, He can do it for you too. For there is power in your praise. Psalm 40, verse 3 says this. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what the Lord has done or what He has done, and they will be amazed. And what's going to happen? How do they see that? They see that through you. And it says this, they will put their trust in the Lord, like that jailer. The ones that have been persecuting you, or even the situation that has been holding you down, will soon, God will spin it and He will twist it, and it will be what your praise will be about. When you praise in those situations, God's going to spin that, He's going to change it, and through your freedom, the people that have been shackling you, the people that have been holding you down, through your freedom in the middle of it, you're going to get set free, and so are they. Amen? The people that have been imprisoning you, the things that have been imprisoning you are going to get set free when you praise in the middle of your problems. So I'll prophesy that to your life. That's God's power. It doesn't just stop with us. We can be selfish in our freedom. Right? You know how I know that? This place should be packed out every Sunday from all the people you drag in here that need to be free. Sometimes we get selfish because we get afraid to speak up and to share what God is doing. Who cares what they think? You know what the Bible says? If they reject your gospel, if you reject the gospel of Jesus, dust off your feet and go to the next house. Right? Don't get discouraged, turn away and walk away. Now you say, okay, I planted a seed. Now I'm going to go somewhere where I can maybe find some water or a harvest. Too many people get discouraged planting seeds and not enough growth is happening. Praise Him in your pain, church. Now, some of y'all are going to find your freedom in your praise. And others, you're going to find your freedom in your midnight prayers. Jesus oftentimes would pray late into the night and sometimes even pray all the way through the night. But here's what Jesus always did. He always prayed to God, the Father, when things started to get dark. Paul and Silas understood that prayer in the name of Jesus breaks the back of the enemy. Jesus has given us power and the ability to overcome all demonic principalities in his name. There is nothing greater is he that's in you than anything in this world. Midnight prayer helps set the captives free. When it's the darkest and when you're the most desperate, your prayers will invite the supernatural. You know, a miracle won't happen until you step out and expect for one. A miracle will not happen unless you step out and expect for one. Think it's just going to hit you in the face out of nowhere? Your prayers and your praise invites the miraculous. And oftentimes, come on, church, some of y'all know people going through stuff. Your prayer and your praise will invite the miraculous in their life. You got to ask in Jesus' name. Matthew 19, 26 says this. Jesus looked at them intently. Can you imagine Jesus looking at you intently? I mean, that stare would be like scary slash freeing slash amazing slash I'm shaking slash I mean, I don't even know. It's like a whole bunch of stuff. But the one thing is, I wouldn't look away. Jesus looked at them intently and he said, humanly speaking, it's impossible. But with God, everything is possible. Right? Some of y'all don't even believe it today. Oh, I can't get free from that. I can't do that. God's not going to do that. I've tried all these ways and whatever. That guy's just yelling. He don't know what he's talking about. Blah, 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 whatever. Whatever you want to do. You can be full of doubts and unbelief, or you can be full of belief and see God do a miracle in your life. It says, you know what? You don't even have to have great faith. You can have faith the size of a mustard seed. You know what the Bible says too? If you don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. Don't let rocks do your job, church. Mm-mm-mm. Come on. Miracles still happen today because of faith. Faith of God's children. Your faith leads to the manifestations of God's mighty power. Faith is the absolute trust in God that he will always keep to his promises. Faith invites Jesus into the room. You don't always have to understand it, but we are called to be obedient to it. I don't always understand why this prayer gets answered this way or that way, or prayer doesn't get answered for whatever. I'm not in control. I'm not in charge. I'm called to believe, to have faith, to stand in the gap and give him praise anyway, no matter what happens to me. The worst thing can happen to me, I can be killed and I still win. Right? But while I'm still breathing, while I'm still preaching, while I'm still living, I want to see a miracle in my life. I want to see a miracle so powerful that not only I get set free, but everyone that's been listening, that's been watching, that's been witnessing, they're all going to get set free too. By my faith, not because I'm special, but because God loves me, because God wants to do the miraculous. He's a miracle working God. Yeah. Right? God frees more than just you in your freedom. You ready? For whatever reason you're bound in this place, I want you to know that God is loosening the shackles from your feet and your hands right now. Right now. Right now. He's loosening those things right now. Right now. Right now. Anyone in the house want to get set free today? Let me read some scripture and then we're going to follow the Holy Spirit. Worship team, you're coming up in just a moment. Unless you need to get set free, don't you dare get up here. You get set free. Matthew 28, 18 says this. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. John 8, 36, I read it earlier. So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free, or you are free indeed. And the last one I want to read is Zechariah 4, 6 says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You're going to get set free today. What you believe in is powerful. Worship team, you can come up now. Some of y'all in here today, your thoughts have imprisoned you. You're a head case. And God wants you to wash you. Well, he wants to wash you this morning in his word. You have been bound in your head and you have been bound in life because you can't get out of your mind. You are in prison. Your thoughts are not of God and they have imprisoned you. Some of you, your past has shackled you. You think, how can God use me? How would God love me? I've done this. I've gone there. This has happened to me. And you are in shackles. And there's a quaking coming. The supernatural. It's time, church, to get set free. Will you stand? I'm going to call out some things. You can lower the lights. Let me tell you what Jesus is more powerful than. Are you ready? Brother Bob's ready. Anybody else ready? Anybody else want to know what Jesus is more powerful than? I don't have the whole list. It's like ridiculous, okay? But I do have some things that God put in my heart this week for people in the house today. I'm going to challenge you to step out in faith. When I call these things out, and you want to see Jesus be more powerful in your life than these things that I call out, I'm going to ask you to get out of your seat when I call it out and come to the front. I'm going to lay hands on you. Nothing special about me, but there's something in God's word that there's an impartation. When somebody lays hands on someone and prays for them, there's an impartation of God's spirit upon your life, and I believe people are going to get set free today. You've been battling with things in your life, and God is going to set you free today. We've created an atmosphere in this place of miracles and the miraculous because we know it's true, we've seen it, and we want more of it. God wants you to live free. So if that's you, I'm going to ask you to step out and just come here and just face me when you come up. Jesus is more powerful than any addictions or anybody that has a demonic spirit upon them. If that's you, come down, come down. Jesus is more powerful than any sickness or disease. Come down right now, come down. If you're sick or have a disease, Jesus is more powerful than destructive mindsets, the lies of the enemy. Jesus is more powerful than any brokenness or depression. You do not have to live on that medicine. God has freed you from it, and he wants to set you free today. God is more powerful than unforgiveness and bitterness. You just can't let it go. Then give it to God. You cannot be set free until you forgive. He can't forgive you till you forgive. Jesus is more powerful than any family hurt or church hurt. Jesus is more powerful than anybody who's contemplating suicide or self-hate. Come now, come now, come now, come now, come now. God's going to set you free. God's going to set you free. God's going to set you free. If that's you today, you need to get set free from something. You need Jesus to be greater than those things in your life. Just put your hands out like this, like you're going to receive something, right? Put your hands out like this. God's going to give you something. God's going to set you free. ushers, which we probably don't have of. Board members, leadership. I feel the anointing of God. I'm going to lay hands on people. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know God's going to set people free. So be ready. John Shirley, will you come up? Wife Sarah, will you come up, please? I'm going to anoint their hands. And they're going to put their hands on you, and they're just going to lay it on you, and God's going to set you free. I'm using this one. Yep. There you go. Hallelujah. Touch him. Lay hands on him. Touch him. Worship team, let's worship. If you're watching, worship. Remember, your faith can set the captive free, and more than just you, others are going to get set free. Thank you, God. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Touch him, God. Touch him. Thank you.
Like David, I speak to myself and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. is where